All right, some double dating with Taylor Swift and a member of One Direction. Also, some news on Justin Timberlake and Chris Brown and Rihanna back in the headlines. Life and Style Weekly recap in the week that was here on The Ralphie Show. And senior reporter Andrew Nodell will start with Chris and Riri. They've been photographed out and about courtside at the Lakers game as well. And everybody thinks that these two are back on. But what is Life and Style hearing about another lady in Chris Brown's life?
We're hearing he is hooking up with a beautiful blonde, someone who looks nothing like Rihanna. Her name is Summer Gargan, and she's an executive assistant. I guess they met through friends. They were hanging out at the studio. But even though Chris and Rihanna were together over Christmas, we had reports that he was with Karrueche Tran, his ex, back in November, and it seems like he's just got that wandering eye.
You wonder, though, if it hasn't clicked for her now that maybe Chris isn't the guy, when will it click? Like, will it ever click? That's what I wonder, and I think the answer is no. I don't think it ever will. I think these two will always be on and off forever and ever and ever.
Well, Rihanna said herself that they're always going to love each other. It just seems to mean that she can't let him go.
No, obviously not at all. We're chatting with Life and Style Weekly's Andrew Nodell here on The Ralphie Show. Justin Timberlake, Jessica Biel, together forever, at least for now. Of course, the two are married, and might these two be in the studio together soon, Andrew?
If Justin gets his way, Jessica will be recording with him. He would love to do a duet with his wife. He says that she has an amazing voice and she's a real singer. But friends say that she's very nervous about the idea of singing with Justin because apparently he can be very judgmental.
Well, I mean, he is one of the greatest singers of our time, without question. And, I mean, you hear so many people clamoring for new music from him. So I could definitely get, even though they're married, why that would be a little intimidating for Jessica getting in the studio with him. But wrap it up with Life and Style Weekly's Andrew Nodell here on The Ralphie Show. Taylor Swift, Harry Styles share the big kiss in Times Square at midnight. But before that, and before this alleged blowout fight between Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez, the four of them went on a double date, Andrew. Give me the details.
Okay, so they were at the Colony at Canyons Resort in Park City. This is towards the end of December, as you said, before the break between Justin and Selena. I mean, break number whatever it is now.
Right.
And Selena was taking lessons. She was the only one taking ski lessons. Justin was snowboarding, and Taylor and Harry were lovey-dovey on the slopes, going down the ski slopes together.
Maybe I can contact one of the four for ski lessons myself. I'm going skiing later this month for my first time ever, and I'm a little petrified.
Hey, you know, I've never been myself. My friends laugh at me because of that, but who better to get ski lessons from than Taylor Swift and Harry Styles? How cool would that be?
That would be awesome. I'll have to reach out to their people. All right. Read about those stories and many more in Life and Style Weekly. Senior reporter Andrew Nodell, thank you so much for the 411. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, you too.